Today on the KMML Ag Report, you will hear from National FSA Director Richard Fordyce following a flight yesterday over mid-Missouri in which he and other Farm Services Agency representatives, including our Saline County FSA Director Jared Singer, took to assess current flood damage. KMML News Director Robert King asked Director Fordyce to comment on where they flew and what the extent of the damages appeared to be.
We initiated the tour from Plattner Farms, so Adam Plattner, Pam Plattner, south of Grand Pass is where we started. So from there, we flew north and then went east, followed the river around on either side, and went all the way over to Glasgow, and then turned around and came back and went back to the west, back to Richmond. We saw levee breaks, river levees that broke, was putting water, in fields. And then the water in the fields were overtopping levees to go back into the river. We saw some pretty serious levee breaches where, you could kind of see the debris field out across the crop trees and so on. We saw center pivots that were upended. So in my mind, it's pretty devastating.
Is it as devastating as 93? I mean, everybody equates everything back to 93, and 95 was bad too, but it wasn't quite as bad as 93.
What we saw this morning, I don't think has the coverage, the land coverage that 93 would have had. I mean, there's still time, right? The levees, a lot of big levee breaches, several feet in length. I don't know what the prediction is for the river, when the crest prediction is, but, those levee breaches they're dumping a lot of water in a hurry, so.
Where's the worst part of it? What you saw from the air, where do you say the worst part of it is?
Well, it looks to me like the further east you get, the worse it is. So, we flew over Miami, right there at the bridge. Highway 41 north of that is all underwater. You go on, over toward Glasgow, and to me, that was probably some of the most severe breaks there. Back west of Glasgow, that's all underwater, and as far south as you could see where the river turns and goes south there at Glasgow. And then when you come back to the west, south of Carrollton, that's covering more acres every minute. There's a big break. There's a big break west of Waverly that looks like almost straight south of Norbern. There's a big break there.
You will hear more of these flood observations on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.